Hey, Landon.
Who's this?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from the gym. You were in here the other day. You were using the elliptical machine?
No, I was using the treadmill.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant, the treadmill.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, you were on the treadmill, and you were going right around 21 miles an hour.
No.
No, at one point, you actually got up to 21 miles an hour.
That's interesting, because I wasn't.
No, it's on the computer. Like, I don't know, maybe you just didn't realize it. It went up to 21 miles an hour for a good 5 minutes or so. And, I don't know,
cool.
It's really hard on the motor and stuff. But the real problem is that we're in a school zone, and I know it's kind of ridiculous because we're inside, but you're not allowed to go that fast in a school zone.
Wait, are you talking about the treadmill? What are you talking about?
Yeah, on the treadmill, not the elliptical. I didn't mean to say the elliptical. But yeah, you're going...
No, I'm confused. In a school zone? What?
Yeah, I mean, even though you're inside a building, like, it's still a school zone, because there's a school right nearby us. And you're not allowed to go 21 miles an hour. Like, the speed limit is 20 miles an hour.
Okay, who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from the gym.
So I was on a treadmill.
Right.
And the treadmill was going 21 miles an hour.
Yes. And
okay,
that's bad on the motors for one thing. Like, they're not really even supposed to go that fast.
What does that have to do with the school zone?
Because it's illegal to go that fast in a school zone. The speed limit's 20 miles per hour.
On the road?
Anywhere. Like, anywhere in the school zone. You can't go 21 miles per hour. You could hit a kid.
On a treadmill.
Well, I know. It's just the law. They don't write the laws around treadmills. They don't think of this kind of thing. I mean,
are you high?
Basically, I could report you. And,
excuse me, sir. Are you drunk right now?
No, I'm not, and I don't appreciate you trying to say that I'm drunk. It's just the law.
Okay.
This is the way the law works. The next time you come in, I could actually have an officer come in and write you a ticket. We've done
okay,
it before.
You do that. You do it, man. You get an officer to write me a ticket for going 21 miles an hour on a treadmill.
I don't want to do that. That's what I'm saying. Just in the future, could you not go that fast? Hi everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Just as David Citrix Savage is telling us repeatedly right now in the background. Thank you, David Citrix Savage, for the latest Snowplow Show intro song. If you like that one, you should go visit David Citrix Savage's Twitter page. It's twitter.com/CitrixSavage. He says he did the vocals for that intro on a webcam mic. So if he can make something that awesome from a webcam mic, then why aren't you making an intro for the Snowplow Show? You lazy bastards. Anyway, today is June 21st, 2017. Today's show is sponsored by Queen Jody. If anything goes wrong with today's show, or there's just something you don't like about today's show, it's completely Queen Jody's fault. And you should call into the PLA voicemail and make fun of Queen Jody. On today's show, we're going to try out an idea of Stu Potatoes from the PLA Discord. He wants us to tell people their circuit breaker box is overheating and they need to throw a bunch of water on it to keep it from melting. It's a great idea. It's going to be hilarious. Maybe we'll get them to take their shoes off first, just in case any of the circuit breaker, you know, melts under their shoes. We don't want it to mess up their shoes. And then just have them pour water all over it. We'll teach them to trust people on the phone. And if anyone dies as a result of this prank, that's going to be Queen Jody's fault. Don't try to pin this on me. It's all Queen Jody. Speaking of the Discord, where I stole that idea from Stew Potato, Frank Collar just posted this thing in the Discord. I'm just going to sit here and read Discord to you guys. But it's a screen capture of Facebook. And remember the text door neighbor thing where you send a text message to someone that's just one digit off of your phone number and say, "Hey, we're text door neighbors, teehee." I tried that. Nobody responded to me. But other people in the PLA community tried it out and they were getting responses. Anyway, this lady, she posted on Facebook. She's like, "Got a text from a number very close to mine today saying we are number neighbors. When I asked who it was, they wouldn't tell me. I didn't find this funny. I found this very creepy and uncalled for. I hate what this generation is turning into. Don't fucking text me with stupid, immature teenage shit. Just because we have numbers that are very close to one another does not give you the right to text me and refuse to tell me who you are after the fact." And then she does like a fire emoji and says, "I hate people." She's very dramatic. And it looks like in the Discord they're plotting ways to get her phone number so they can do the text door neighbor thing to her. That's pretty funny though that somebody would get that upset over a text message. A friendly text message. One more thing before we get started with today's show. I think it was on the last show that I was talking about a service that Sunshine uses to record phone calls from her cell phone. And I said I would figure out what that is and I would put a link in the show notes to what it is, and I never did. So I'm going to do it today. Actually, I've done it already. It's in the show notes. You can go there and click on it. It's called tapeacall.com. And it only talks about the iPhone, but I think it would work on anything. It would even work on a landline, because you're basically just making a three-way call. It looks like if you go to their page, it shows that it's $10 a year for unlimited phone call recording, but it compares itself to these other services that seem to do more or less the same thing for different prices. So if you go to tapeacall.com, you can look at a whole list of similar services that record phone calls for you.
The local news of the week. At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. That tone indicates everything is ready for your call. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. For example, suppose you want to dial 23650. Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each time. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal. Until Saturday midnight, please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.
I've got kind of a strange request here. I think most of you know that there is a Royco Roofing and Construction Facebook page. When my Royco cake got published in that paper, they were quoting the Royco Roofing page a whole bunch, which was just a bunch of nonsense. Anyway, the guy that runs the page, he sent me a message. He's like, "Hey Brad, Royco Roofing here, the person who runs the Facebook website. Someone recently called into the Royco voicemail and left a message which can be heard in the last video on Royco's Facebook page. I was thinking maybe you could call this guy back, do your normal shenanigans. His name is Ron. He's looking for some additional work." And this is weird, the Royco Roofing Facebook page for some reason has a voicemail. I didn't know they had a voicemail, but even weirder is that people are calling it looking for roofing work. Apparently. Here, I've got the video up. Let's hear what it says.
This is Ron. We're at 704 East Road. You landscaped our entire house. Our phone number, please call us. We'd like to talk to you about some additional work. Okay, thank you.
Why?
Hi, my name is Erin. I was giving you a call.
Why are there multiple voicemails to a fake company?
I'm working with a couple of property owners. They're in Pierce County, and they're looking to get some type of roofing project taken care of. I thought I'd go ahead and give you a call.
Apparently, it's really easy to be a roofer. You just set up a fake page and a phone number and wait for the calls to come in.
Are you referring these projects out? If you can, just give me a call back. Let me know what your availability is looking like right now. My number is 646. Again, my name is Erin, and my number is
short phone number.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Dallas over at Home Advisor. Give me a call back as soon as you get this message. My number is 913.
Attention, Medicare.
Hello?
If you have or are eligible.
Yannick, why you not answering your phone and what kind of message that? I've never heard that yet. Oh, shit, wrong number.
She's confused. So the only number he gave me is this Ron guy. that said he wants some additional landscaping work done. And I just looked him up on White Pages. He's got a nice little house with some nice landscaping. Maybe I can tell him how shitty it looks, and we'll help him make it look less shitty.
Thanks.
Hello?
Can I help you?
Oh, hey, I'm returning your call. I'm from Royco Roofing. You left a message about some additional work on your roof.
Yes, but we're not ready right now.
Okay, well, what'd you call for then?
We were just reaching out to find out if you're capable of doing roofs or landscaping.
Oh, yeah, we can do both of those. Which kind of work were you looking to get done?
Well, right now we're doing a complete rehab, and we're just reaching out to see what your capabilities are. So we're not ready to place an order.
Okay.
I appreciate your callback.
What the hell? What was that about? I think he figured out he was calling a fake roofing company or something. I think I caught him in the middle of hiding a body or doing something illegal. He, like, really wanted to get rid of me. Oh, hello?
Can I help you?
Oh, hey, I just wanted to say I don't appreciate you wasting our time and leaving that message if oh, man. Oh. He doesn't want to talk. Well, that was all really disappointing. I barely got to say a word to him. Here, let me try one last time. I don't understand why he just keeps hanging up on me.
Morning.
Ron, I'm just trying to make... I'm helping you make your yard look less shitty, that's all. I just want to help.
Who's this?
I'm calling from Royco Roofing. You keep hanging up on me. I'm trying to talk to you about your shitty lawn. I want to help you fix it.
Well, you told me I was wasting your time.
Well, you were because you kept hanging up and you know, you left a message and then you're saying you're not ready to do work. I mean, make up your mind, woman.
Oh, I'm sorry that you had a call back. But no, we're not ready at this time.
But your yard looks so shitty. I just looked at it. It looks so shitty. I can help you make it look less shitty. That was kind of disappointing. Sorry, Royco Roofing guy, that I just completely ruined it. Maybe he just saw that article in the newspaper, and him and his wife were drunk. They thought it'd be funny to leave a voicemail, ask for some landscaping work. That must be what it was. I'm looking back on old requests just for the hell of it instead of looking at the most current requests. I've got one here that's from July 7th of last year. It's from Christy. And Christy says, "We live on the mountains of dirt roads. This guy has a home improvement business but is always selling shit. So he puts it on the road for sale with signs and his phone number. Makes us look like hobos. Tell him to stop trying to pawn off his useless crap on the 12 neighbors that live around him." Okay, I think I can try and help you out with that.
Hello,
Wayne?
Yes.
Hey, it's Mr. Dabalina from the city enforcement building. I was just calling to ask if you could stop putting all that stuff out on the dirt roads. You're making our city look like a bunch of hobos.
I'm sorry, I'm on a busy street. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay, I'm calling from the city of... Okay?
From Ned...
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling to ask if you could stop leaving shit out on the road. You make us look like a bunch of hobos.
What road are you talking about?
Your road. You keep putting, like, washing machines and furniture and all kinds of... Just, you know, use the city dump instead of the road.
What address are you talking about?
Over there, 303 Road. You know, right around that area. You just keep putting...
Yeah, there are no washing machines on the road.
Oh, okay. I think there's other things on the road, though, right?
I haven't seen any washing machines out on the road.
Oh, you're so full of shit. You need to stop throwing your trash on the road, sir.
Hey, fuck you! There's no trash outside of my home.
We'll come over there and give you a demerit.
Well, stop giving me shit.
Do you want a demerit? Seems like you're mistaken, Christy. There's no trash on the road. He says so. But just in case he's lying, I think it's time to pull an elaborate ruse. This is something I've learned on the Laugh Track Matt's Party Time show. It seems to work every time.
Yes?
Hello, Wayne. I'm a completely different person this time. I'm interested in the things you are selling on the side of the road.
I'm not selling anything on the side of the road. I don't know where you get this information. You clearly have the address wrong.
Oh, no, I'm a completely different person. Okay, he's hung up.
Damn it, that trick seems to work so well for Laugh Track Matt and Zax. But not for me. I guess I just don't have the skills to pull it off. Let's try the submission here from Dan. Dan submits a number for a Craig. This one's from about 6 months ago. And he says, this guy called me looking for Carter because he needed a ride. It was the wrong number, so I said, no way, you're not getting a ride. And the dude was pissed. He'd be fun to play with.
Hello?
Craig.
Yeah.
It's Carter.
Carter.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a ride. Do you need a ride still?
No.
Well, I'm here. I'm right outside.
Right outside where?
You know, you wanted me to give you a ride. What the hell? Now you don't want
a ride? I haven't called you today, bud.
Yes, you did. I got a message like this morning. I was supposed to come and give you a ride.
Must have been a delayed message because I did not call you. I've been home all day today.
That's bullshit. Look, I don't need prank calls right now. I've got a lot of stuff going on in my life.
I'm not cranking calling you, dude.
Well, obviously you are because, you know, I'm here.
Well, obviously I'm not because I haven't fucking called you today.
Well, I don't know what your fucking problem is. Like, first you're prank calling me, now you're cursing at me. What the hell?
You're telling
Craig?
Me that I'm lying. So look at this, right? That's telling you that I'm not. And I didn't call you today. I'm sorry.
I'm only saying
it must have been a delayed message or... It skipped through on your voicemail or something.
No.
I don't know.
It said in the voicemail, I need you Tuesday at this time, and here I am, and where are you? Oh, my God. This is so stupid.
Dude, sorry,
waste of my time.
Well, at least I answered and told you that I didn't need a ride today because I didn't call you for
bullshit
Tuesday.
You answered. I called you like 7 times before you picked up the phone. Why wouldn't you pick up your phone?
Because I thought it was somebody else, a bill collector.
Because you knew you were busted on the prank call you just made.
Whatever, dude. I'm sorry that you got misinformed, but I do not need a ride today.
Oh, no, you shouldn't do the fake apology. You should apologize for making prank calls and getting me to come out here just because you thought it'd be funny.
You know what? Shove it.
You're probably sitting in there looking out the window like laughing. Okay, he hung up. I'm kind of thinking Carter's an Uber driver or a Lyft driver or something like that. I thought he would know this Carter guy, but he doesn't seem to know me. Here's a submission from February of 2016. This one's from Neil. And in the email, he just says, I have no reference. Good luck pronouncing that name. And there's an attachment. And this looks like a sign of some sort. It's for an apartment building. And it has, like, really, really bad spelling. Like, you know, like English isn't their first language type of spelling. And it's to the tenants. It says, Manager not Avali Bale. Available is spelled A-V-A-L-I-B-A-L-E. Like, every word is like this, every few words. It says, Any problems are emergency. Please call the owner. They spelled owner right. The owner's name, and he says he thinks I can't pronounce this, but Neil doesn't seem to realize that I'm a professional at pronouncing things. I know how to pronounce anything. I never make mistakes with pronunciations. And this one is easy. It's Cameron Pedrempour, but he probably spelled it wrong, so maybe that is wrong. And it says, sorry for any inconvenience this may cause you.
Hello,
Cameron?
Yes, sir?
Hey there, I'm a tenant here at the...
Uh-huh.
And I have a problem.
Why are you calling me?
I don't know. It says if there's an emergency, please call the owner. So I'm calling you. It says on the sign.
I'm not the owner. I sold the property 2 years ago.
Well, the sign's still up, so I don't know what your problem is. You need to fix my shit here, though. I've got water coming out of one of the electrical sockets.
Maybe you didn't hear me. I sold the property 2 years ago. You need to go and find a manager. Hopefully there is an on-site manager there.
Listen, motherfucker, my plumbing is broken, and you need to come over here and fix it.
Listen, you piece of fuck.
What?
I don't own the fucking property. Go fix yourself.
Did you call me a piece of fuck? I can see why he lost that property. And got fired from it or whatever happened.
Hey, Brad. Hey, there, listening.
Hey.
It's the Cisco Kid.
Guess we're doing all voicemails right, already, thanks to the Cisco Kid.
You know this is important if I have to take time away from my official co-host duty to leave a voicemail.
Yep, of course.
Brad, listeners are wondering, as well as myself, when is the next PLA con? We're all waiting. Let's make it happen.
Okay.
Also,
I have
to confess to you, Brad, when you're not around, I'm actually watching Gravity Falls, so if things don't get done around there, that's probably why.
Let's go to Gravity Falls for the next PLA convention. It's only 2 or 3 hours from my house.
All right.
That'd be fun.
And now a shout-out to Rupert the Monkey Boy, who wanted to know why I was stealing his old sign-off. Let it be known that I was not stealing your sign-off from God.
Yes, you were.
I was stealing the sign-off from Brad Carter from the 3-Hour Christian Show.
Ah, yeah.
All right, that's all for now.
Wasn't that like a mistake, the way I signed off, and now everyone's copying it?
Brad.
What the hell?
All right, PLA, go away!
Thanks, Cisco Kid.
Hey, Brad, you need to call up prisons and ask them if they have a Scared Straight program, and then tell them you want to enroll your son in it. And tell him all the stupid shit Chad did.
Okay.
And you just need to make it awesome.
All right.
Okay. Fuck you.
Bye. I'll do that. Maybe I'll just ask one of the prison guards when I go to prison. It'll be hilarious.
Brad. What are you doing? I get to call me.
Yep. It's another messed up voicemail. I've been not playing them because they're all messed up, but this is like the third one I've deleted today because you guys have phone issues or something. So if your voicemail doesn't get played, you know, within the next couple weeks, yours was probably one of the ones that was having issues.
Hey, Brad, two questions. Have we ever actually talked to Carrot Top? Have we got his number and called him and tried to change his number?
Didn't Dwight, though, or I don't know, Dwight talks to celebrities sometimes.
Somebody else's?
Seems like.
Other question. Did the feds delete your data? Did you get all the data back when you got your equipment? Was it taken apart?
It's all there.
Did you, you know, look through it? What's the status on that? All right, see ya.
One of my hard drives is broken. Like, you know, it's got bad sectors or something every time I boot up the computer. It's like, warning, this hard drive's broken. So maybe it got tossed around a little bit. I doubt it. You know, it's just an old hard drive. And I can still read the data on it, I just need to get it off of there, ASAP, before it crashes. That's not a PLA drive, though, that's mostly, like, just, you know, my stuff. My own boring stuff. But all of the PLA stuff is there. As far as I know, I don't know why, I haven't really gone through it too thoroughly yet, because I need to add some sounds to the soundboards and all kinds of stuff. I've got all my sound effects back, that's kind of nice. I'm sure there's some PLA intro songs and other things that I've completely forgotten about that I'm going to find soon when I start going through all this stuff. But yeah, everything is there, it's awesome. Like, all the archives, all of the show files, like, there was only one copy of those anywhere, and I've got those back now, like, the show files from, you know, like, 2016 and some of 2015. I have all the original show files, which are sitting in a directory waiting to be turned into YouTube videos, so I guess I can start doing that now when I have a few extra thousand or so hours to spare. Most importantly, though, my LEGO Worlds save file and my Terraria save files. Those are all on one of the computers. I gotta get those off soon. Those are the most important thing. Fuck all this PLA shit. It's all about my LEGO Worlds save file. That's the important thing. People have been asking me, though, when am I gonna release the next PLA Media Pack torrent thing. And I don't know, you guys. That takes a lot of work to put it all together, because stuff is just kind of everywhere right now, especially because of the raid. Things are in several different spots. I have to combine it all together and figure things out. But it will happen soon, just, you know, bug me about it if I forget to do it. I would think I could get that done, you know, within, I don't know, a month or two at least. But knowing me, it'll probably be more like 2020, maybe 2021.
Hey, Brad, it's Infected. I'm calling from Tabletop Land, Iowa.
That's
great. And I'm calling to tell you I'm going to do a radio mob on Saturday the 24th.
Oh, yeah, I got an email about this.
June. Would you like to be involved?
I would try.
Be real, real honored if you would be there with me.
Yeah.
And the rest of the listeners,
whoever wants
to, my comments on...
You know, it's been a while since I got up early on a Saturday, you know, like really early. I think I'd have to get up at like 6:30 in the morning for this one, so maybe I'll do that.
The Facebook page got disabled, so I don't know. I couldn't post a phone number in the group.
Uh-huh.
So please help me out.
You know what? You're not supposed to post phone numbers in the group. Don't be posting phone numbers in the group, motherfucker.
It would be awesome. Bye.
Bye. So yeah, Infected is doing a radio phone mob on Saturday, the 24th of June. And did he say his Facebook page is broken or something? Like, he can't post about it? Because it seems like that'd be the best place to put it, would be in the Facebook group to announce it. Because I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing on, like, Friday and Saturday. I don't know if I'll get it announced for you, so this might be the only announcement I can do. I don't know, can I do scheduled tweets or something? That'd be a good way to do it. How do I schedule a tweet? But I did get the email that you sent me about this, even though I haven't responded to it. I've been swamped in the whole coins thing. But I will do my best to participate in this phone mob. If I fail at participating, at least I'll try to listen or promote it or something. But 7 in the morning on a Saturday, come on. That's like back when we were doing all those calls of mass confusion. It was always like 6 or 7 in the morning on a Saturday or a Sunday. It sucked.
Hey, Brad, it's Publicist.
Hey.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I hope you did some interesting pranks, because I think today would be an awesome day to do it. Especially, I was thinking if you could call Petco.
I don't know. Did I do the hobo sode on Sunday? I can't remember. I think I may have done part of one on Sunday.
Tell Westy happy Father's Day, because you could tell the Petco girl that Westy came around over onto your lawn and started fucking your dog. And so now Westy's going to be a father, you know, here in like, I don't know, what is it, like 6 or 8 weeks?
Hey, maybe what I should do is I should call up Petco employees and break the news to them on Father's Day that I am their father. Your father is not really your father. Your mom's too embarrassed to tell you about it. Holy shit, I need to get a list of children where I know their parents' names. That'll be the best prank ever.
And so you want to wish Westy a happy Father's Day. I don't know, something like that.
Yep,
Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, you know, thanks for giving me Father's Day ideas, like, you know, when Father's Day is almost over. This voicemail came in right around 4 o'clock on Sunday. 4 p.m. I need to do the thing that I did on PLA Radio once. Just call up random people, random males, and pretend to be their son, and then start crying when they say they're not my father. Maybe next year I'll do that.
Remove 30343 from our fax line. You are repulsive.
Whoa, I'm repulsive. What was that about? It looks like the number he gave me is not the same phone number that he asked me to remove. Is that his fax number? What are you guys doing to this guy that he's leaving that kind of a message? Because I haven't been doing any weird things with fax lines lately. It looks like their fax line is with something called communications. I mean, you know I'm calling these people, right? I have to call these people. I have to see what this is about. The cell phone is with Verizon Wireless. But what is this? What is this company that has a fax line? It's not in Facebook. Is it on Google? There it is. Oh, look at that. It's an Assembly of God church. And there is their main phone number. Man, these voicemails, they just took a turn. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Hello. Please leave a message.
Darn
after
it. The church is closed. But it's okay. We'll try and call this Verizon Wireless phone number. That's the number that the guy called from. He'll pick up for sure.
Hello?
Hello, this is Bob Dabalina from Communications, and I'm calling to let you know that we've removed your fax line. We got your order to remove the fax line.
What phone number was it supposed to be removed from?
It looks like the church number that ends with 3 said you wanted to
the fax line removed?
Why, you said?
Yes.
Oh, because you placed an order to remove the fax line. It was a voice command service that, you know, detected you asking to have it removed.
I did not. There's been skullduggery going on. I did not authorize anything like that at all.
It says here on the report, remove our fax line. You are repulsive. I don't know what that part's about. But, yeah, that's...
Yeah, I know nothing about what you're talking to me about. I did not authorize any such fax line removal. We use our fax line every week.
Oh, I just removed it.
Okay, what can you do to put it back? Because I did not authorize that.
Oh, well, the number is going to have to change. You can't get the number back because it's gone back into the system.
You're kidding me.
But it's...
That number is on every piece of office work. I did not authorize any... thing like that. How come I was not contacted personally?
Well, I don't know. Why'd you ask us to remove it if you didn't want it removed?
I did not ask you to remove it, sir.
Oh,
are you? What is your name?
I've got the order right here. I'm with Communications. Here, I can play it. It's the voice command. Here it is.
Remove 30343 from our fax line. You are repulsive.
Yeah, see, that was you?
Okay, what we've got here, somebody has pirated a phone line. I recall that.
Oh,
somebody
see, so
pirated
you did.
A phone line, and what they did is they scam, and they sent a fax, and I called the number back to have them stop sending faxes to the fax line.
Oh.
So how did that get to communications?
Oh, well, we monitor all your phone calls. It's just like a voice activation thing. It's kind of like Alexa. You know, when you're like, hey, Alexa, play my music. Only it's like, you know, you just say what you want us to do and we do it. And you said you wanted us to remove the fax line. So we just monitor.
Okay, you're calling from, are you?
Yeah, correct, yeah. And, you know, anytime you want to make any changes in your service, just, you know, any phone call you're on, just say what you want done, and we'll do it for you.
Well, what we have right now is a problem because that's a spoof. Somebody spoofed me. You know what spoofing is, don't you?
Of course, yeah. I'm with the phone company, but that was your voice. I recognized your voice.
It was my voice, but I did not know that I was calling communication.
Oh no,
I thought I called the spoof number.
Oh yeah, you probably did. It's just that we monitor all of your phone calls, so we're able to hear that you wanted the fax line removed.
Okay, I do not want it removed. This is a big massive confusion.
Well,
I do not want it removed.
Oh, too late.
And it's... again, I tell you, I wish that somebody had contacted me. Somebody spoofed me on a fax. I got three faxes.
What did the faxes say?
And then three phone calls.
What did they say?
And somebody has spoofed me.
What happened? What did they say?
They were talking about spoofing, dialing spoofs, and different responses that you can leave on the phone and so forth.
They spoofed a call to you to tell you about spoofing?
I do not want my fax line removed.
Oh, here, let me check. I'll check here in the computer and see if there's anything we can do.
Yeah, because I'm so sorry. This is a major mix-up.
Nope. You can't get it back. It's gone.
I can't get it back. It's gone.
Yep. You already asked us to remove it, so it's been removed.
Wait a minute.
Whoa,
nobody talked to me in person.
Well,
okay?
Yeah, but you asked us to over the phone, over some other phone call. You specifically asked.
Who do I need to speak with? Who do I need to speak with?
Look.
That is your manager.
Remove 30.
See, that's you. That's totally you. So these people spoofed calls to you?
I understand that. That's totally a voicemail. But what you're not hearing to me, I was thinking I was removing it from somebody's fax. Sending me a fax.
Well, maybe
they left a message, even cussing and vulgarity on one of my voicemails. I thought it was one of the spoofing units that was going on. I want the line. I want the line.
Well, it's okay. We can get you a brand new phone number. It'll be like a new start, a new area code. I can go ahead and get you a new number right now for that fax line.
Yeah, no, that's not going to work. That's not going to work.
Sir, can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up?
Oh, you are with the spoofers.
Control your woman.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, well, why don't you hold on?
Okay.
Because what I'm going to do... is I will call. I'm going to put you on a conference call. Hold on. I'm going to get our sheriff. He's going to want to trace this call.
No. Don't do that. No, I was just kidding around. I'm really with. Okay, he hung up. That was not me. He hung up. I think he was trying to add the sheriff to the line and fucked it up somehow. But I have no idea what's going on with this. I don't know why he thinks I'm spoofing from his number. And I don't understand what he's talking about. He said they spoofed calls to him to talk to him about spoofing. And some of them were faxes. What's going on? This makes no sense. If you're responsible for this, if you've been doing something weird with the fax line, please let me know what's going on. And cut it out, because they're going to call the sheriff on me if you keep it up.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Moon?
Yes?
Hey, it's Bob Dabalina. I don't know you or anything, but I placed a Craigslist ad today to sell my car, and I gave them your phone number, because I don't have a phone. So you're going to be getting some calls about my car. Can I give you the info on it so you can write it down to tell people?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm selling my car. Well, this is going terrible so far. I got a great idea, and you just heard it. I'm going to do that a few times and see how it goes. I used to do this prank to people, but I would really put an ad in the paper or whatever for a car for sale. So they'd get a bunch of calls, and then I'd call them and ask them if they wrote down all the messages for me so I can sell my car. And they would scream at me a bunch. And it's not as effective when I don't do that, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to call them up and tell them to prepare for the onslaught of phone calls.
Hello, Nelson speaking.
Hey, Nelson. This is Bob Dabalina. And I placed an ad to sell my car, and I gave them your phone number. So, what are you laughing about?
You placed an ad to sell your car and gave my phone number?
Yeah, have you gotten any calls yet? I placed it this morning, but I meant to call you earlier.
No, I haven't got no calls on the car.
Okay, could you make sure you write down all the information? I'll just call back every couple days, and you can tell me who called.
This is my business phone. I really don't have time for that.
Well, I don't have a phone number. At least you have a phone number. I'm going to call you from a payphone and just write down messages.
No, that's all right.
Well,
I think I'll pass.
It's probably going to sell really fast. It's a nice car. It's a Honda. It's a Civic.
No, that's okay. I don't have time for it, Bob.
Well, I'm not asking. I'm letting you know. You're going to start getting calls. I need you to write the information down.
No, dude, I don't have time for it.
Why? What are you doing that's so important?
You shouldn't have gave my phone number out.
Well, it's
a business telephone for business use, not for trying to sell your car.
Well, I don't think it's a business phone number. It looks like a residential number in the directory. And I don't think you're really that important or busy. Why don't you just do someone a favor? Do something nice for once in your life.
No, thank you, sir.
Why not? Don't you like being nice? There we go. That's the kind of response I was expecting. I'm calling people out of a directory. It's called a Civic League directory, and I don't know what that is. I just know that it has their home phone numbers on it and their home addresses. And this was sent to me in 2015 by Dan. Thanks, Dan, for sending this directory in. I bet you didn't think I'd ever call it. But here I am, calling it, even though I don't know what this Civic League stuff is.
Yo.
Hello, Bill?
Wrong number.
What?
Wrong number.
Don't give me an attitude. I'm calling for Bill. Put Bill on the phone, motherfucker.
Bro, you got a wrong number, nigga. You tripping.
Well, no, I think you're in the wrong house. Why don't you get out of Bill's house?
Don't call my cell phone with that dumbass bitch. Get the fuck off my phone, bro.
Well, you get the fuck out of Bill's house. What'd that guy do with Bill?
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you've reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Please give a moment of silence. That was a really old-sounding message.
Hello?
Hello, Jack?
Yes.
Hi, this is Bob. I'm trying to sell my car, and I gave them your phone number for people to call about my car.
Yeah.
So just make sure if anyone calls, you write down their numbers and stuff, and I'll call back in and get them from you.
Bob, who's? Who, Bob?
My name is Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Uh-huh, and you gave them my name because you're selling your car?
Right, yeah, it's a 1979 Dodge Colt for $800.
Why would you give them my name, Bob?
Oh, because I don't have a phone number, so I'm actually calling you from a payphone. So I'm just going to call back, like, maybe once a day and get all the messages from you.
No.
You'll probably get a lot of calls.
I doubt it. No. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, no, please do that, because I don't have a phone. I really need to sell my car. And he hangs up. I should be calling from a church directory and then, you know, yell at them about not helping their fellow neighbor and stuff. That's what I should do.
Hello?
Hello, Willie?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Bob. Hey, I'm selling my car, and I gave the internet your phone number, so I'm going to need you to take messages for my car, and I'll call back and get those from you.
Bob who?
Bob Dabalina.
Bob.
Yeah, I don't know you or anything. I'm just going to use your phone number so people can call about my car.
No, I don't know you. I don't know you, sir.
I know, but just, you know, to help your fellow neighbor. I
don't know you.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Well, what are you doing that's so important that you don't have time? Come on, just take the messages.
I don't have time, sir.
Yeah, you do. What are you doing that you don't have time? I'm not going to quit until somebody helps me out. I'm sure there are good people left in the world that will write down my messages.
Hello?
Hi, Camilla?
Yes.
Hey, my name is Bob. I'm trying to sell my car, and I gave the internet your phone number to call about my car. So can you just take any messages that you get about my car, and I'll call back and get them from you?
Who is Bob?
My name is Bob, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
How do I know you?
Oh, I don't know you or anything. I don't have a phone number, so I'm calling you from a payphone, and I'm just trying to sell my car, that's all. So I just need you to take down all the messages that come in, and I'll call back later and get them from you.
No, I don't know who you are or what this phone call is about.
Oh, well, no, I just told you what it's about. Oh, come on. Maybe this is the worst idea I've ever had, because nobody wants to help out.
Hello.
Hi, Michael?
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Bob. I'm trying to sell my car, and I gave them your phone number to call about my car. I signed up on the Craigslist.
Who is this?
My name is Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. I'm just trying to sell my car, so I gave them your phone number, so you're going to get a bunch of calls soon about my car.
Okay.
They're going to start coming in any minute. Like, have you gotten any yet? I did this about an hour ago.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Is it Mrs. Dickerson?
No.
Oh, is Ron around? I need to talk to him about his phone number.
No, this is not his number.
Oh, okay. I guess it doesn't matter. I'm just trying to sell my car, and I gave them your phone number. So you're going to get a bunch of phone calls about my car?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Okay.
So
what's your phone number?
Well, I don't have a phone number. That's why I gave him yours. I'm just calling from a payphone. But I need to sell my car. So just when all these people start calling you, can you just write down all the messages for me?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just trying to sell my car, and I don't have a phone number, so I'm going to use yours.
Oh, you are funny.
No, I'm for real. I need to sell my car.
Well, how you calling me? It says Danny's Glass.
I'm calling from a payphone, but it's a payphone at Danny's Glass. They must use the same number.
You want me to be your secretary?
Well, no. It's just for 5 days. Just 5 days, that's all.
5 days. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How did you get this number? From the Civic League?
Yeah, from the directory. I just pulled it up randomly on Google, and I'm like, this looks like a good number. Because I like that your number, it spells out Trump. So that's kind of cool.
You're kidding me, right? Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't kid about something like this. I'm a Christian, ma'am. I just trying to sell my car, that's all.
So you saw my number, and it spells out Trump?
Yeah. Like, the zero is an M. So, yeah, Trump.
Funny.
Yep.
Okay. So you put an ad in the paper. What paper?
Oh, no, on the Craigslist.
Craigslist,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and in the Auto Trader newspaper, though.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to get a lot of calls, so be ready. Probably any minute now.
Oh, my God. What kind of car you got?
It's a 1979 Dodge Colt. I'm selling it for $800.
Okay. And what's your name?
Oh, my name is Mr. Dabalina. Mr. Bob Dabalina?
Bob Dabalina.
Yep. Dabalina.
Dabalina. And where do you live, Bob?
I'm in Chesapeake.
Okay.
Yep.
And you just picked this phone number out of the Civic League.
Yeah, how'd you know? Like, how'd you know that I picked it from...
Dickerson first, and he was the president after me.
Oh. Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, I don't know him or anything. I just decided to use this phone number. I hope that's okay.
for he wants to sell his car.
Hey, tell him to shut up. Tell him to shut up. You're on the phone.
Oh, fuck yourself, asshole.
What? Why would he say... What a dick. You're married to him?
Be nice.
I'm sorry. He just, I don't know. He's just pushing my buttons, you know? He's being kind of a dick. Don't let him answer the phone.
You're lucky I didn't answer it, asshole.
No, I mean, when people call about my car, you can't answer the phone. You stay away from the phone.
All right, and tell them no. Some asshole put the wrong number in the fucking paper.
You just... No, it's not the wrong number. I put your number in there on purpose. You just shut up, sir. I'm trying to sell my car.
Listen, you're the strangest thing
what
I ever heard.
Write it down.
Don't write it down. Don't listen to him. It's time to take a stand. Say, I'm not doing what you say.
I'll take a stand, all right, asshole.
I just think it's hilarious. All right.
How is it hilarious that he put our number in the paper?
Because it's strange. Don't you find it strange?
No, how did he put our number in the fucking paper? Well, what a
grouch. What a big old grouch.
How did he put our number to sell his fucking car? Makes no sense.
I don't have a phone. I'm calling from a payphone, stupid.
Asshole. Don't even waste your time with this douchebag.
He's not nice. You know what? Okay, she hung up. I was gonna tell her I was taking my business elsewhere. I don't need this kind of attitude. So that was close enough, right? I mean, she was going to help me. She was completely willing. I mean, her husband was going to stop it eventually if it was a real thing. But at least she was nice about it. She was willing to do it just because it was weird. That lady's awesome. So I guess we're going to quit the show now. I've got one more thing here before we get going, though. I think it was on the last... Oh, shit, maybe this was a hobo-sode. By the way, everyone, I've done 3 hobo-sodes, I think, now since the last regular episode of the Snowplow Show. So by not being a subscriber, you've missed out on 3 whole shows. Patreon.com/phonelosers, everyone, if you want to hear the extra shows that get posted every single week. This one was actually the 30th hobo-sode, so the $1 people got to listen to this one. Every 10th episode, they get to hear it. But I was going to have that call in this show because I was trying to release this show yesterday, so I feel like I owe you at least... You know, just a little bit of yelling from yesterday's hobo-sode. So here it is. I'm going to play this straight from the Patreon.
Roy.
I'm going down to your store right now and have it out with you. I own that damn phone number. What are you talking about?
Well, no, you don't own it. You're just kind of borrowing it from us.
Bullshit! And... I transferred it to you people.
No, after 10 years, it's open to the public.
Horseshit!
People can bid on it.
Horseshit! You want me to go down? I'll go down to your store right now and have a war with you people about it.
Listen, don't...
I'll take it to the PUC and...
Don't yell horseshit.
This is horseshit.
Don't yell horseshit at me.
This is a business phone number I have.
Okay, all right. That's all you get. A guy yelling horseshit a bunch at me. That's worth $1 a month, right? Go to patreon.com/phonelosers if you're interested in signing up and hearing extra shows. It's been a while since I've read all of the names of the people that have become Patreon subscribers lately, so I'm going to subject you all to that right now before we sign off. We've got Coleman D here. He came from the website, though. He doesn't count. We've got Matthew L here, William H, Chaz A, Chris R, Mike, Zachary P, John R, Eric E, Chaz A, Remy M, Jake C, Jordan Howard, Christopher, Catherine G, Matthew M, Michael E, Aaron W, William S. Let's see, I think there's a few more down here. Oh yeah, Mark O, Johnny P, Freak Show Telephone Company. By the way, everyone, did you know on the Patreon you can change your name to say anything you want? So instead of reading your first name and a last initial, you could just make it say the Freak Show Telephone Company. You can make me say anything you want just by changing your name on there. We've also got Scott G, Anthony S, and Robin B. Thanks, everyone, for being supporters on the Patreon. The whole thing is still growing, everyone. It's looking good for the show and just everything in general, PLA-related. If this keeps up, we're going to get past all of the basic expenses that I need to pay for, and we'll just have extra money to do crazy PLA things with. Like, we could do, like, a new coin every single week or something. Okay, maybe that's getting carried away. I can never keep up with the mail on all of that. Hey, did I mention... I think I mentioned that earlier, didn't I? That the coins are all... I mailed all of the coins out. I know I mentioned that on the hobo-sode yesterday. Maybe I didn't mention that in today's show, but all of the coins have been mailed out. If you ordered a coin or if you got one, if you were one of the Patreon people that got one, you should definitely have that in the mail soon, so keep an eye out for your new PLA coin. The show art today, it's a picture of a PLA coin that was submitted by TigerEye4C, and, well, not submitted, actually, I just kind of stole it off of the Twitter account. Hopefully TigerEye4C does not mind about that. If you want to see a really cool picture of the brand new PLA coin, go look at the show art, and then go to phonelosers.com/coins and order your own. There's less than 100 left, everyone. They're going to be gone eventually, probably in 2 years, but, you know, eventually, you better hurry. Holy shit, I got sidetracked. I was trying to talk about a song that I think was referenced either on the last episode of the Snowplow Show, or maybe it was on one of the last two Hobosodes. In a voicemail, someone told me to go to a certain guy's SoundCloud page and listen at a certain point in the song, and he mentions PLA or Cactus or something like that. So I had the URL wrong, I couldn't understand the voicemail, but a listener figured it out for me and sent me the correct link. The URL, which I couldn't understand because he didn't use a phonetic alphabet, that's the problem. It's soundcloud.com/KOBRV. That's soundcloud.com/K as in knee, 0 as in the number 0, and then B as in BBQ, R as in are you listening, and V as in 5. That's the URL to go to. Apparently you go to about 2 minutes and 20 seconds in this first track. I'm just going to skip ahead here. And listen to this. I'll get your hoe in the fast, so drive her around like a tractor savage. Sipping the lean like an addict, spit cold like aspen, kill like Mattis. RBZP with a cactus, y'all got a problem to solve it like math shit. Running around with a backflip, let it be. What the hell? Where'd that come from? And maybe he sent this to me in an email once. I don't know. I don't remember ever hearing this before. If you have sent this to me in the past, then sorry if, you know, I kind of forgot to play it or something. I'll put a link to this in the show notes, and I think this is the song we're going to end today's show with. This is an artist named Cobra on SoundCloud, and the song is called Cactus, but one of the S's is a dollar sign. It's just like Kesha. Have you got
your back? Squaw getting green like a cactus. Crummy the king in this rap shit. If fuck on me, make your squad do a backflip. For the we pack, we shoot like mavs. I'm El and Ivers and ball with no practice. I spit that fire, turn Cobra a dragon. Coming in me, take you out. Trash bin game, we trapping, gangway stacking. Yeah, we pack the nines, don't get me started. My six are fat, my pockets on Cartman. Trap out apartments, now we stay guarded. I be rap, God drop bombs, no carpet. It's not alarming, you just retarded. Thought of the party, just came back with arsenal. Take from your block, leaving you starving. Leaving them dumb education department. And tell me my verses go crazy asylum. Broke down the door that nobody can find. Don't care if they sign, I'm player or wine. I'm staying my grind that approved to remind. I'm staying my block, pet like a binder. I'm number one, staying major, no minor. Post they snap at my 40 blinder. Making them sick, calling cat 49ers. I'm coming back, you ain't heard enough of this. Next time you see it, we gon' pop like we bustin' clips. Send for the other shit, they ain't no other shit. I'm off the lean, I'ma call it a supplement. 2017, nobody in front of us. This time next year, we know we gon' fuckin' bust. I'm getting paid for no deals, cause we cover. Up. This time it's your number one, ain't no runner-ups. Squad getting green like a cactus. Crown me the king of this rap shit. Ain't fuck with me, make your squad do a backflip. Photo we pack, we shoot like mavs. I'm El and Iverson, bow with no practice. I spit that fire, turn Cobra a dragon. Coming in me, take you out. Trash bin gang, we trapping, gangway stacking. Yeah, squad getting green like a cactus. Crown me the king of this rap shit. Ain't fuck with me, make your squad do a backflip. Photo we pack, we shoot like mavs. I'm El and Iverson, bow with no practice. I spit that fire, turn Cobra a dragon. Coming in me, take you out. Trash bin gang, be trapping, gangway stacking, yeah. Y'all be doing nothing, we be doing numbers, bitch. Y'all be doing nothing, we be doing numbers, bitch. I be doing numbers, I'm undercover shit. I be getting stacks and I just did another flip. Better not catch me in traffic before you start blasting, spraying you faggots. I'll get your hoe in the fast whip, drive her around like a tractor savage. Sipping the lean like an addict, spit cold like aspen, kill like Mattis. RBZP with a cactus, y'all got a problem to solve it like math shit. Running around with a backflip, let that bitch shoot like Telford Sebastian. Ready and strappy, be packing, Caffrey and Blue clean it up with a napkin. Body the track, then I bag it, staying the captain, head of this trap ship. Squad coming up, use a has-been, I got three hoes with me, call it a hat trick, yeah. Y'all be doing nothing, we be doing numbers, bitch. Y'all be doing nothing, we be doing numbers, bitch. Squad be getting money, spend it with our brothers, bitch. Squad be ballin' Oklahoma City Thunder, bitch. Squad getting green like a cactus.
Crown me the king of this rap shit. If fuck with me, make your squad do a backflip. Voter, we pack, we shoot like mass. I'm El Novice and Bow with no practice. I spit that fire, turn Cobra Dragon. Coming at me, take you out. Trash bin, gangway trapping, gangway stacking, yeah. Squad getting green like a cactus. Crown me the king of this rap shit. If fuck with me, make your squad do a backflip. Voter, we pack, we shoot like mass. I'm El Novice and Bow with no practice. I spit that fire, turn Cobra Dragon. Coming at me, take you out. Trash bin, gang be trapping, gangway stacking, yeah.
Oh, look at this. It's auto-starting the next song. It looks like you get a bonus track from Cobra. This one's brought to you by Queen Jody. I think she's the damn queen of Australia or something.
Never said that I regret it. Tell him I've been out for hours and I say it, never get it. But I'm coming back for more, so I'ma call it extra credit. In the city on the rise, that's from D-Town down to Texas. Keep it going like a ninja. Maseratis in the Benz, sipping syrup in the rental. Nobody on my level and I'm still packing the middle. And in fact, I'm packing several. Popping like a vessel, make the opposition tremble. They be twisted like a pretzel, realize I'ma be successful. Writing with a pencil, then the top is just inevitable. The top is just recessible, the top is just possessible. They're out of game, they wasted their time. And now they realize this moment is just mine. And we've been through a lot, the cases and all that. So we deserve the clout, we stack and we go high. And tell them we're not playing, and tell them that we had it. And if they want to talk, then let's show them we go at it. This will return a cobra, been on spraying. It's erratic, burn the place onto the ground. We're leaving them all in ashes. I've had enough of ops, I've had enough of doubters. And I'm about to spit some true shit like Steve Crowder. I may be off the lean syrup, sipping sweet and sour. I tried searching for answers, but I was using the wrong browser. They don't know who they fucking with. This cobra, look over your shoulder. Clip on my hip, I'ma spray it. I'ma knock your head out with a boulder. Bitch, make me, and I'ma take it. This world is mine for the taking. I be staying blazing off this 420. Yeah, I do this shit, I be so heavy, gang.
Numbers, but you better go check with the city, buddy, because it's out there.